My God. Got to keep the show moving. So many talented people. Sweet dear friend of mine coming up, an assistant music supervisor of this show. Helped me program a lot of the jams. How about a warm welcome for Sharon Houston?
I didn't know I was going to get that title. So you guys, I was a DJ in college at Texas Tech University. I had really low aspirations for myself. Texas Tech, our motto is get your guns up, Red Riders. And then everybody does little guns, and we have a leghorn, the other... Thank you. Of course, in a comic book store, someone's going to know the... Yosemite Sam, and our motto at the station was KTXT, Lubbock's new music source. So we loved having fun with that. Now, the FCC makes you do certain things when you're a DJ. Some of you guys know this. At the top of the hour, you have to announce the time, you have to do the call letters, and then we were also required to read the weather, and we had this box that it was like a tiny little CB radio box, and you'd hit it, and an AM radio type voice would go, it is 65 degrees outside, windy, will be sunny all day. So that's how we would know the weather. And then we'd go on and go, hi, this is Sharon Houston at KTXT, Lubbock's new music source. It's going to be 62 degrees today. And now let's listen to REM. Now, we didn't get to play REM. And that's this is what was really weird about our station. We had this guy that was literally like the Mr. Burns of the radio station. But he was a student, and he was like tall, skinny, and lanky, and would come in and go, we run this like a CHR station, and that's the way it is. CHR means contemporary hit radio. That's like rock 98.7, whatever bullshits. I'm a KCRW subscriber, so I don't know what the fuck. I listen to K-Day too, but I don't know what that other shit is. It's that shit. It's like Kiss. It's you. We had a clock. And I would have to, you know, I'd have to play every song that he programmed. And it was music I hated. Sorry, guys, hated Paula Abdul. Sorry, everybody, didn't listen to boy bands, thought they sucked. Hated it. So I would sit there at my DJ job, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta play this fucking bullshit. But on the weekends, I did have a special show, like Gary was saying, the little niches. And it was 2 hours. The first hour was called Artist Spotlight, and I could pick whatever artist I wanted, and I would just play songs from that artist for an hour. The second hour, I had to play some bullshit that Mr. Burns wanted me to play. And I hated it, and I'm very stubborn, and I'm very, like, if you tell me I have to do something, I'm like, I ain't doing it. Like, it makes me really want to just, it makes me so mad. And all the other DJs at the station were like, we're a fucking college station. Why are we playing top 40? Lubbock has that. You know, we should be the cutting edge, different people. So I had a lot of fans that listened to my show. My favorite people were from a small town outside of Lubbock called Muleshoe. And it was one night that I was playing, I decided I was going to Husker Du. I was like, let's just fucking go deep. So I was playing Husker Du cuts all night long, and these guys called me up. They're like, hi, how you doing? We're in our trailer out here in Muleshoe. We ain't never heard of Husker Du. We think this is just great. Thank you so much. That guy inspired me to fuck with Mr. Burns. Yeah. That's right. So that night, I had to play a Huey Lewis album. Yeah, I don't even remember which album it was. I just remember it was white on the front. I don't even know what songs were on it. I was so fucking pissed, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to make these guys in Muleshoe. They're not going to have to listen to this garbage. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the record on 45, even though it's 33. And then when it's over, I can go back to Husker Du and my fans in Muleshoe. So that's what I did. So I said that... I wish we had known each other in college. We would have been best friends. So I played it on 45, and I just sat there like this, and I just waited for someone to call in and call me out on it. My phone didn't ring. Nothing happened until like halfway through I get a call, and it's Mr. Burns. He's like, Sharon, what's going on at the radio station? And I'm like, everything's going great. I read the weather. The album's playing. It's going great. People really loved Husker Du. And he goes... You're playing that album too fast, aren't you? I was like, no. I'm checking it right. No, it's totally fine. Well, it sounds like you're playing it on 45 and it's 33. So I got busted and I just put it back to 33. But I did have 10 extra minutes at the end of the hour to go back to Husker Du. And everybody at the radio station was like, fuck yeah, Sharon Houston, you did it, fuck CHR. And then fall semester, they offered me an EDM show called Metropolis. So I feel like I won. Thank you so much.
Sharon Houston, everybody. Sharon is my favorite combination of the kind of person who really knows how to get shit done. She's just like a dynamo, but she also knows how to cause trouble in a very efficient way. So.